I don't know how to start it. That's like the problem.
Welcome to the Red Hill Podcast, a podcast by Salukis for Salukis and anyone else that wants to listen.
Hello, I am Kayla or Cam.
I'm Carmel Lee. Just that.
And we will be hosting today's episode.
We are hosting the very first episode, actually, of the Red Hill Podcast.
Yeah, this is essentially like a test episode, mm-hmm. but with more substance. Yeah.
Pretty much.
And I put together a lot of like what we wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of like, because you're a freshman and I'm a senior.
Yes.
So it's a lot of like, you know, how are our point of views different? What do you think is going to be going on? Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So
I put a lot of what I want to ask you as a freshman and what most freshmen would probably want to know from you as a senior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to ask you, like, what's something that you're looking forward to this year?
I'm really looking forward to the art classes that I've picked, which I love art personally. So that's probably going to be the funnest thing for me.
Yeah. Miss Taylor is amazing. Mm-hmm. I love her so much. Which, coincidentally, I'm going to talk about it. But, like, something I'm really excited about is also the art classes. And, like, the stuff that you learn in the next, like, four classes. Not so much advanced.
Mm-hmm.
But will, like, it'll stick with you. Yeah. Especially if you really like art, it will stick.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. It's just the art department is amazing.
What is your favorite part about the art class that you've actually... The art classes that you've had, though?
Okay, so I have found that I'm not good at drawing. Like, when it was something I beat myself up about for so long, because it was like, oh, I can't draw. Like, oh, I'm not very good at this. But then I realized, and even Miss Taylor told it, she's like, you're a sculptor.
Ooh.
I found that 3D was that thing that, like, whatever. Because I'm really good with, like, mechanical. Like, I rewire stuff all the time. I learned how to splice wires at, like, 4 years old. I don't know why, but... And so, for me, 3D is, like, a way of combining both of those.
Mm.
I also really liked painting and drawing.
Ooh, yes.
Because that's when I first made my birthday ghosts. And that's actually what my advanced studio, whole concentration is about. But... So that class will always hold a special place in my heart. And then honestly, like, I think all of the classes will always be really important to me. I mean, I made one of my best friends in art.
Yeah.
And, you know.
If you like it, I'd say just take the class and see how it goes out, because that's exactly what I'm doing. And I personally am looking forward to next year when I can take painting and drawing and 3D. Because those are personally what I do at home. I'd say I'm fairly good at drawing and that aspect, but I'd love to just go into those classes.
Yeah. I think that art foundations is really important. And as much as it sucks, I think out of all of the classes, that one sucks the most. But as, like, again, as Taylor put it, it's like boot camp. And you learn the skills that you're, like, the basic skills that you're going to use forever, really. Like, I use stuff that I learned from her class, like, all the time. Because I'm always drawing.
Yeah, I'd probably say that is it sucks right now, though. It does suck.
It will. But that class is nice to find what, like, your thing is in art. So I wanted to do, like, a piece of senior advice to both you and to really anybody. It's okay not to know what you want to do and to change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now you're in so much, like, you're under so much pressure to pick your career, where you want to go to college, all of this stuff. And it's like, but sometimes you don't know. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes you've had this idea in your head. And for me, like, you're getting closer to being... like, to that goal, and you're like, what if I don't? And that's, like, perfectly okay, you know? Like, you don't have to have your mind completely made up. And I think that's something really important to remember.
actually, one of my questions was going to be, because I do have this set mind, like, eventually in this high school career, it would be important, at least what my mind has set on that we need to know at college. But like you said, we don't need to know yet.
Yeah. Something that I've really been thinking about, again, my advanced studio concentration is about change and how it's scary and stuff. And it is. But sometimes that change isn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's okay to have no idea what's going on.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like most of us freshmen really just, or at least the picky ones, really want to know now what we want to do, but we just can't figure it out. And so we're all really stressed about our futures in this high school career.
Oh, no, that's, like, completely understandable, because, like, I'm stressed about that, you know? And, like, I always have been, kind of. But, you know, with you guys, you're not like to be, but you guys are so young, and you're still figuring out, like, what's your thing, you know? Like, right now, you may not think, oh, math's not my thing. But, you know, you get to a couple math classes, and it clicks. You're like, that's my thing. Or, like, art. You haven't taken enough art classes to know if that's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important to have classes, like, not necessarily math, but, like, you know, the extracurricular activity, like, classes, to learn what your thing is, to help speed up the process of what do I want to do?
Yeah. That actually is really good advice, personally, to me, because I always think I need to know my thing now. I need to know it, like, where I want to go with this. I need to know it. But, yeah. But I just, like, as you said, I don't need to focus so much on that. I know a lot of people do have that same problem with it.
Yeah. Fun thing I found is more pick a couple things. What, like, make essentially, like, a list. Like, I make a lot of lists in my head. And it's, like, what are things that, like, when I, like, I would be okay doing? And one of my classes right now, I actually don't know what the class is called, like, off the top of my head. It was, I switched my schedule, and I needed a class eighth hour. And Miss Jones offers, like, a career, like, teaching class.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, honestly, it's a really fun class. It's for, like, when you want to be a teacher, but she understands that some people are just there for a credit. But we're talking about, like, what's job versus vocation.
Yeah.
And, like, job is you're being paid. Vocation is, like, this is my thing. This is, like, my specific, you know, like, set of skills. And it, for the most part, it's, like, you enjoy doing that.
Yes.
And so that's an important thing to think about, too, is, like, is this just a paycheck for me, or is it what I want to do?
Yeah, is this my future, really?
Yeah. So for, I know, like, I have noticed in the last 4 years, the high school has changed a lot. Like, you know, this year we have a lot of new teachers. Oh, we've done a lot more, like, painting. Like, the library has been painting. Like, I remember when they painted it.
I must say, I do not.
Yeah, I don't even think you were in the building yet.
Yeah.
It's been a while. But it's I like to see it's not just boring white walls.
Yeah.
It's, like, actually, like, yeah, this color is nice.
I'm actually really glad that it's not those white walls, because in, like, every other school, it's a plain old library.
Yeah.
But with this, it's actually a homey feel to this. And we want to be down here.
Yeah, and Mr. Paz has worked so hard to get it there. Like, you know, the furniture is, but
the furniture is the comfiest thing that I've ever sat on.
Honestly, and it's, like, really ugly, but I love it so much.
It feels like I'm walking into my grandparents with their old furniture.
So, with, you know, how it's changed since I started, how do you think it's going to change from freshman year to senior year?
They're probably going to focus more on the changes, like, they've been doing recently, like, adding more tech to the places, though I do find it weird that they have a random TV going into the PE room, like, the high school PE.
See, I don't have PE this year. I've only had one full year of PE. I got out of it. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I do feel like they're gonna add a lot more tech, make it a lot more new school. instead of like old school. And
so like what are you thinking about like in the future? Like, and it doesn't necessarily have to be like, you know, what do you like, where do you want to go to college? What, like, do you want to get a good degree? Where do you want to work? But like, you know, where do you just see yourself? In even 4 years, you know, like from now to senior.
I definitely want to graduate, that most people do. But in my family, as like on my mom's side, like my brother hasn't graduated high school and my mom hasn't graduated high school either. So that would be a big thing if I did. It would, like I said,
It's a big deal. Yeah. I think for, and not just like, oh, I've got people in my family who haven't graduated. I think for anybody, graduating mm-hmm. high school is a big deal. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's pretty cool.
After high school, I really just want to be a science something. That's mm-hmm. all I can really say is I have no idea what exactly, just science something.
Yeah. And I was thinking about this. I didn't write it down, but when I see you, I mm-hmm. see so much of myself and in weird ways that I cannot explain. It's like, yeah. And that's why I was really excited mm-hmm. to do this episode with you, because I think it'd be nice to sit down and, like, it's a lot of hearing mm-hmm. me. And it's like this weird, I don't know, I think mm-hmm. it's really cool.
Actually, on that concept, I did write down, what was a piece of advice that you wish somebody gave you? That you wish to give to a freshman, like, that you think would have the same problems or something like that. With
I'm trying to think because, like, people don't give me advice very often. Mm. And I'm one of those people that I will figure it out by myself. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I might go to people for advice, but it's more of like, okay, what do they think?
Mm-hmm. What is, like, I'm asking really, what is something that you wish somebody told
you? Wish, yeah. That's what I'm trying to think. It's like, don't do too much, right? Like, don't be like, oh, I'm going to do all of this, you know, and put unnecessary stress on yourself. I think that I've struggled a lot with, like, doing too much mm-hmm. all the time. And sometimes it's okay to take a break. Mm. Sometimes it's okay to not, mm-hmm. you know, get 100% on that test or, you know, turn, like, write the best paper, whatever, mm-hmm. you know. Which I'm not saying fail, but I'm saying that I think I struggle a lot with, like, it has to be perfect.
Yeah.
It has to be good.
Yeah. If it's, I do actually struggle with this exact same thing. And if it's not perfect, it just, in my mind, it's an instant fail, no matter what.
Yeah, and circles back to, like, you know, you want to graduate, and I do. Mm-hmm. Like, I do, too. Like, I have, you know, like, I plan on going to college, getting my doctorate,
mm-hmm.
all this stuff. And so, for me, it's like, I don't get good grades.
It's an instant fail.
Yeah. And so, I think that it's important to remember that, like, just because you fail, you're not worthless. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not stupid. You're not horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, and it's okay to try your best, and your best may not be to somebody else's standards.
Yeah.
You tried your best. That's all that matters. Okay, I know that you said you had questions for me. I feel like I've asked you too many questions.
No, you're perfectly fine. If I'm being honest, I probably should mark some of the ones that I did take it out. What is probably the thing that you had the most trouble with throughout high school, like, other than your need to be... like, the need to be perfect and everything and doing too much? Like, what do you say would probably be the most you struggled with?
I mean, like, I struggle with social situations a lot. Like, I have a hard time understanding, like, tone, social situations, mm-hmm. like, other people. And so I think I've struggled with that a lot.
That's also a thing that I know a lot of, at least my grade, do struggle with. They can't ask teachers questions like themselves, or they do feel like they're stupid or anything like that. They just can't ask questions.
Yeah, I think that's really important, is learning how to ask questions and ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause again, it doesn't mean that you're stupid. It doesn't mean that you're, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, you just you may need it explained a different way. And I think that's a thing, a lot of things, like, even teachers need to understand, mm-hmm. is sometimes the way that they explain it does not get to every single kid.
Yeah.
And I know that it's almost impossible to do, you know,
teach in a way that everybody learns it.
Yeah, but I think, you know, I think that it's important not just be like, oh, we learned this one way, and that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, like, some other questions that I really did come up with was, like, as a freshman, what should we expect when we're going through high school? Like, the changes that it is from the younger grades to the bigger grades it is?
Mm-hmm. Which, this is something that I've, like, I'm kind of dealing with. But people will come and go in these 4 years, and, like, you know, even after you leave,
mm-hmm.
but, and it's, that's completely okay. You're not going to stay friends with the same people that you were in, mm-hmm. you know, like, middle school with.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to have the same friend group all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that, like, that's fine. You know, or you may find a completely new group of friends that mm-hmm. you never in a million years thought you would ever be friends with.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you're going to get friends that are, you know, grades above you. And, mm-hmm. you know, like, some of those bonds that you make mm-hmm. here can stick with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of my best friends was a senior when I was a freshman. And we hang out, like, all the time.
Yeah.
One of my, like, really good friends.
Yeah, I see in high school, because they do have classes with different grades at the same time, you can definitely make more different, like, age groups of friends. Like, unlike the younger grades where they're all completely separate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then, I mean, you're going to learn how to drive, you know, homecoming, prom. They're all, like, really big moments in life. Mm-hmm. And, like, you don't think that they are until they happen.
Mm.
Right? Like, I never thought that I would care about prom. And then I went last year and it was like, oh, my God. I understand now. Or, like, driving. It's like, I can legally drive now.
Yeah, you can do that for the rest of your life.
Yeah, like, I don't have to ask my mom, hey, mom, can I go here? It's just like, hey, I'm going to go here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you'll get, like, a job,
mm.
which is crazy.
What I am hearing is you do gain a lot of freedom whenever you reach the high school.
You do, but you also struggle with what can I get away with.
Mm.
Right, and I don't think that you should, but it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not promoting do things behind people's backs, but sometimes it is the only way to learn.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, you're going to crash and burn.
Yeah.
When you're in high school. That's going to happen. You're going to get in trouble. You're going to do stupid things. But you know what? That's just part of it. That's how we learn,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, if we never did that, we wouldn't.
Learn.
Yeah, we wouldn't have the experiences to move on as people mm-hmm. and to grow and to, like, mature. You would just be like,
Yeah, we'd be the same old kids that we were in preschool, honestly, if we never did learn those lessons from the trouble we caused.
Yeah, and that's another thing that, like, you know, I was just thinking about it the other day. It was like, oh, my God, I'm a senior. How? Like, I still feel like not even a freshman, really. Like, sophomore year really sticks in my mm-hmm. head, and I don't know why. Like, I looked at the juniors this year. I was like, how are you guys juniors? Like, I don't understand. And it's, like, this weird, like, I'm not a little kid anymore. Like, mm-hmm. I'll be a legal adult in, like, 3 months. That's, ooh. Like, a crazy thought for me is, like, how am I almost 18? How does that work?
It is so hard to progress between these two very separate things and think that I've gone from this to this.
Yeah, yeah. It's this weird, like, not so much as a freshman, little bit as a sophomore. And it's, you know, as you experience the, you know, getting your license, mm-hmm. doing all these things. But, like, you know, as you experience all these things, you become more of, like,
mm-hmm.
it's like a different person.
Mm.
And that's honestly really, really cool to see is, like, you know, I was thinking about it, I'm my own person, you know, mm-hmm. like, where did that come from? but yeah, I think it's, you know, change, you're going to change a lot,
mm-hmm.
not just, like, you know, with science, like, you know, puberty, you're growing,
mm-hmm.
but, like, as an individual. You're mm-hmm. growing and you're learning and you're adapting and, you know, just change is mm-hmm. it's going to happen. And it's, again, it's scary, but it's necessary for yeah. our survival.
Mm-hmm. That's probably what most people nowadays. Oh my God.
The bell. No. The bell.
All right. Then that probably has to be that, the end yeah, of the first episode of the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the end of the first podcast.
Kind of all around. We'll probably get better on at it as we go on. But that officially is the end of our first Red Hill podcast.
Yeah. Podcast. Yes, like, yeah, so stupid. And I guess, like, wrap up just like. Yeah, and if you want to take anything from anything we talked about, change is scary, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And your 4 years in high school will teach you that.